That sound means only one thing.
What is it?
It's bonus improv time here on Very Fine Friends.
What?
When you hear the crunching of the ice, it's time to play nice with a little improv.
Ooh, mommy.
I gotta say, I don't like being called mommy or mama. We have a friend who will sometimes call me mama, and I'm like, stop doing that.
No, I was saying...
Isn't that friend Francis?
No.
No, I was saying umami, like the flavor.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm, that ice has a strong umami flavor to it. Yeah. Joe, can we get a suggestion?
Give your mother a suggestion.
Stop.
Well, you surely can. You heard that ice, and y'all are being nice, so I'm going to give you a suggestion and add a little spice.
Mm.
Ooh, mommy.
Your suggestion is tropical.
Tropical.
I don't know why I did that gay little lilt at the end. Tropical.
Back to conversion therapy. Okay, so I have a story for you.
Yay.
If I already told you this in real life, I'm sorry, but I don't recall ever sharing this.
Okay.
One time we were in Hawaii and...
Ooh, fun. What part of Hawaii?
I think this time we were in Honolulu.
You've been multiple times?
I've been twice.
Nice.
The other time was in Maui.
Okay.
Love Maui. So nice. Anyway, so we're in Honolulu and two things happened on the same beach that were like, okay. So we rented they had a giant like floating donut, like with no hole. Just like a big, like circular thing you could rent.
Mm.
And like go out in the water. And then to anchor it, it was huge. You could fit probably like five people on this thing comfortably. They give you a hand weight, like a dumbbell, like on a rope tied to the thing so you could drop it so you wouldn't drift off.
Okay.
Well, we get on it and I'm like, I'm hesitant to guess my age because you know I just want to go with
10.
Nice safe 10.
Yeah.
I don't really know, but I don't know, 10 to 12.
Okay.
We're on this thing. I'm with a friend, like my dad's friend's daughter, who's like a few years older than me. She's probably like 17 at this time. Could be 18. I don't know. We get out and we drop it. But unbeknownst to us, the hand weight did not go over the tube. It like went off and landed like on the handle of the tube. So it didn't go in the water. And so we ended up like drifting like way too far. And by the time we realized like how far we were, I was like actually legitimately terrified because I do not like being in the ocean. Like,
it's very scary. You don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think this was a contributing factor or were you already scared of the ocean before?
I think
that?
I would have always been, I don't recall like having a moment, but it's just like, it's unknowing and not being in control is like scary.
Yeah.
So I started to feel like, what are we going to do? And she, who, by the way, she was not very nice to me.
Mm.
She was like, you're going to get in the water and pull us back. And I was like, no, I'm not. And she pushed me in and I could not get back on this thing. So I started to panic. It didn't occur to me that I could just like swim away and leave her there out there. But I think I dragged it because I was like, if something happens, I can get back on this thing with, she'll help me. Like if there's like an emergency. So I did, I like pulled the whole thing back, but I was like scared out of my mind.
What a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where the term comes from. This one experience.
Everyone's saying it now.
Yeah. And on the same beach later that day, the waves are very powerful on the beach. And I liked letting it just pick me up and like put me down. So I was just like letting it happen over and over and over again. And someone called the police because they thought
it was a dead body.
They thought a child had drowned. And like, so like the ambulance pulls in. I'm just like letting the water just throw me about. And then someone like mentioned it. And like my dad came up. He's like, we got to go. Instead of like clearing it up with the authorities.
Yeah, just.
Yeah, no. It's just like, get in the car.
What is that instinct to like run? Like, it's not your fault. There's nothing, you did nothing wrong. Just they'd show up and
I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
My old wife.
Yeah, just the cop show up and be like, no, he's alive. Sorry that someone else called you.
Right.
It's not Francis's fault.
Thank you. God bless you.
Hmm. Wow. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Hey.
Hey. That, yeah, what a bitch that chick was. Jeez.
Yeah, chick bitch.
I can't even imagine being like, you're 12-year-old, 10-year-old, whatever. Like, call it 11. You're 11-year-old.
This is the same girl, mind you, that I want.
Expendables 2 just came out, and I'm feeling fucking pumped.
I wanted her. So, you know when you used to get CDs from catalogs?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I wanted Ace of Base CD.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, don't.
Wait, which one?
The green one.
The good one.
Yeah, yeah. It's green, right? It's got all the songs we know on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was black.
Is it black? It could be
some
black.
Kind of. It might have like a green thing on it.
What do I know? Ace of Base just sounds like a green name. Hmm. Anyway, really wanted it. She goes, why? It sucks. She's like, you can have mine. And then she never gave it to me. This is a dollhouse all over again.
Unbelievable.
I didn't have my own money. I was a child.
And now, improv.
Honey.
What?
Honey, look. Look at that small child over there.
What's your one?
Look at the small child over there.
Oh, I see him.
The one in the stroller?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at it. I've been watching him. He hasn't moved. He hasn't moved in like 3 minutes. I'm going to call the cops.
Yeah.
I'm going to call the cops.
You call the cops. I'll do CPR.
And I'm going to be a hero. We're both going to be heroes.
We're saving this kid's life.
We're saving a child. This is how we're going to make our name in this world, honey. Oh, God. Thank God.
Thank God for us.
Thank God. Oh.
Okay, you call.
Hello, 911. Get here fast.
Give me that child.
There's a dead child. What are you doing to my son?
Sir?
He was napping.
Sir, he was dead and we both know it.
He wasn't napping. I finally got him to sleep.
I'm first aid certified and you need to stay in your lane.
It was fine. You get back my son.
I'm holding him up. Like Rafiki, so everyone knows, this is an official act of saving.
Great work, honey. You did it.
Love
we
you.
Did it.
I love you. Love the cop's you coming because this guy's got to go to jail.
Hey. Give me my baby back.
No.
And he's crying now. I'm going to have to walk him around again. I walked him all around this mall and he finally fell asleep and you ruined it.
Sir. You are not the one holding this child like Rafiki. You are clearly not the father. We're going to have to take you into custody down the jailhouse.
What is going on here?
Honey, I feel compelled to keep holding the baby, to protect the baby.
Sir, madam, thank you for your brave service and for calling the police department. And the child will now be arrested into your custody.
Officer, can I ask you a question?
In
your official police report, are you going to put heroes next to our name, that we're local heroes?
Why? that's what heroes do, don't they? They save a motionless baby from dying.
Exactly. Yes.
And I want you to write next to my name, Jesus-like.
Already did. And I'm going down to Ace Hardware after this to get you copies made of the giant key to the city.
Oh,
goodbye.
And what next to my name, can you put Gandhi-like, but hot?
It's going to be hard, man, because Gandhi is already hot, but I'll do my best.
Hotter than Gandhi.
Hotter than Gandhi, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Ooh.
Honey, and now we have a baby.
Finally.
Look, you do a good deed, something good happens to you.
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you, I didn't really want any kids, but... Well,
wasn't in my bingo card either, hon.
All right, well, it's the price of being a hero, I guess. Oh, well.
Well... What do you want to do with it?
I don't know.
I bet you if we wait long enough, it'll choke again.
20 years later.
Wow, Mom, Dad, it's so nice to be out and about with you both. Oh, what's this random gathering of people in this church that we've stumbled into? And everyone's wearing black clothes. Oh, it must be like a family gathering of some kind. Oh, but that man in the wooden box at the front, he's just lying there motionless. Oh, no one's performing CPR.
What? He's just lying there?
Let your training kick in, son.
Oh, God, this is what my whole life has been leading up to this.
Son.
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 Son. Son.
Move, weeping women.
What are you doing?
I'm going to go save this man and hold him over my head, Rafiki style.
Oh, my God.
Someone call 911.
I already did, honey.
I'm doing it too. Not for that reason.
Oh, good. Oh. Well, do you think maybe I might get lucky and he could be my baby brother?
Someone call 911.
Yes, I did. They're manhandling my dead husband.
It looks like he's the one holding that man, so that man must belong to him.
Yeah.
That's not how this works.
And also, we're trying to stop him from being dead. Have a positive outlook, maybe.
I think that the man should go with the one that wants him to be alive.
Yes.
We all want him to be alive. He's embalmed, for crying out loud.
Not enough to do anything about it.
Oh, you got me there.
So what do you want to name your new little brother? He could be Steve. Son, too.
Oh.
Scene.